The Sportscast, April 26, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. Or you can visit, or also you could go on our Twitter and follow us at the Sportscast One. NFL draft week is here. Finally, it's almost like a holiday week. 4 to 5 quarterbacks are expected to be selected in the top 10 in the NFL draft, top 10 picks, and trades are expected to happen to the last minute. A lot of talks. Teams are interested, but they got to get the right deals. And joining us all the way from Pennsylvania, Joe Toscano, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited. And I never want to hear the term mock draft again until for another 9 months.
You know, it's interesting. I've been seeing people doing first round mock drafts. I've been seeing people doing 1 to 3. I haven't seen too many going to like a full NFL draft mock-up, like seven rounds. I have not seen that. Have you? Have you?
I've seen that. I've seen. Heck, I've seen mock drafts for 2022 and 2023. People are crazy about that stuff.
But one thing I do know is that we're going to see a lot of quarterbacks in the first round. I mean, in the first round, aren't we?
Yeah, it seems like the thought process with NFL teams is quarterback is the most important thing, and we're going to get them first. Whether they deserve it or not, doesn't matter. We're going to get them first. I mean, that's definitely the philosophy of the 49ers. It's like, we don't know who we're going to get, but we know who the first two picks are going to be, so we want the next best quarterback after that.
Yeah, which is one thing that I always thought, yes, quarterback is the most important position in any team, obviously, but if you have one already that's still, I guess the right word is development, but if you have one that's going to be, you know, building up, but some teams are not going to wait for that. Like, they want a quarterback for today.
It's weird. I'm not sure what is going on with the 49ers. I mean, Jimmy G is serviceable. He's okay. He's not elite, but he's okay. But, you know, to the 49ers, that's not good enough.
He led them to the Super Bowl almost a year and a half ago.
Yeah, almost won it too. He was basically one deep throw from winning the Super Bowl. But hey, I don't know. Maybe he did something like microwave fish in the chicken in the kitchen or something like that, and just really ticked off the people there. Maybe he clips his toenails like in the office. Maybe they're like, we can't have this guy. We got to get rid of him.
Might have happened at the team lunchroom. Anyways, let's go into last Friday. Huge news. The Chiefs agreed to acquire Ravens tackle Orlando Brown from the Baltimore Ravens, a rival team, which late breaking news. Orlando Brown has passed his physical, so the trade will go on. The picks. Okay, so the deal is, the Chiefs traded their 2021 first-round pick, which is 31 overall, a third-rounder, fourth-rounder, and a 2022 fifth-round selection in exchange for Brown, and a 2021-round pick and a 2022 sixth-round pick. So many picks for Orlando Brown. Joe, who benefits in this deal?
They both benefit. I mean, Brown wanted out. What I don't understand is why the Ravens would be in a rush to help the team that is ahead of them. Basically, if you look at if you rank the AFC teams, it's Chiefs 1, Ravens 2. Why would you help the team ahead of you? I don't understand that. That's a really questionable move by the Ravens. Yeah, they got a lot of picks, but why are you helping that team? You're trying to beat them. What's going on here?
And these two teams are one of the top two teams in the AFC. Most likely they're going to face each other off in the AFC, for the AFC game. And The whole thing with Orlando Brown, Joe, is to protect Patrick Mahomes. Will this be enough for Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, the Chiefs are doing a lot to they made other moves to shore up the offensive line. And my goodness, we've seen from the Super Bowl that they definitely needed that. So, you know, good for them. They're addressing the their biggest area of weakness. So smart on their part. But you know, you didn't want to get a draft pick that you don't know when they'll be ready or something like that. So, hey, you know, smart move by the Chiefs.
Daryl says from Twitter, I'd be happy to get that center from Bama. I hear he's a little bit of a red flag, but I forget why now.
Landon Dickerson, I would love if the Steelers get him. He's one of those. There's a couple players in this draft that are huge injury risks. Landon Dickerson could be awesome, but he's had a lot of injuries, and that's a scary thing. So if his medicals check out, he could be a steal depending on where he goes. He could be and I think he's versatile on the offensive line. The cornerback Caleb Farley is another one. He's had a lot of injury issues also. So, you know, it just all depends on how confident a team is in the medical situation for those guys.
How much of an input or like how much weight does it matter of the health of these players? Do you think it matters a whole lot? Oh, well, I mean, they're young. They're getting injured now, but they'd be fine when they turn pro.
That's a good question. You know, you see someone that might be hurt now and you say, well, we want this guy for the next 5 years. What does it matter if he's hurt, you know, this summer or something like that? But then you might also say, well, what if he's hurt all the time and he never sees the field? So that's, you know, that's the risk you take in taking players like that. So I know this was about 15 years ago. The Steelers drafted Heath Miller, the tight end. And he ended up being one of the best tight ends they've ever had. The reason they got him so late, I think it was like a 30th overall or something like that, is because he had a hernia injury and the team stayed away from that. Well, you know, that healed up quick and he didn't have a problem. So, you know, it just all depends on the player and the situation.
Another player that did not play last season in college was Chase from LSU. He opted out because of the coronavirus, but they say he is the best receiver in this draft versus a Devontae Smith who played more. Do you think, I mean, how much measure do you put that? Like one player that played one season, now he's the best versus a player that played four seasons. How much weight do you put on that?
It's going to be really interesting. There's one aspect of this draft that we've never seen before, and that's the players opting out. There was a press conference with the GM of the Steelers, Kevin Colbert, and he said that if they're evaluating two players, one of them played last year and one of them didn't, they will value the player that actually played last year more. So it makes you wonder if other teams are going to do this, if other teams are going to say, he opted out. We don't know what he's going to be like when, you know, missing an entire year of football, what they're going to be like coming back. So that is a factor in this draft that we've never seen before. And it's going to be really interesting how that plays out.
You just don't know. Mark Hegeler, Steelers fan, says Pouncey also had injury issues early as a Steeler and was able to stay pretty healthy after that.
Yeah. I mean, it all depends on the player, and it'll be really interesting with Dickerson because, I mean, that's a player that could possibly go in the first round. He could go in rounds two or three. It all depends on how scared teams are of the injury situation.
Also, Byron Jones says Todd Gurley and Rob Gronkowski.
There you go. There's lots of examples of players that went later than they should have because of medical situations.
Exactly. You got to go with your gut. You got to look at the stats. You got to, you know, maybe the injury is there. That weight might carry. But you know something? I believe in this guy. I think this guy is showing it in training. He wants to stay healthy. Like Tua, he's having a great offseason. He's training. I think he looks pretty promising. Anyways, let's look at the big number three pick. Last night, Joe, Ian Rappaport, huge NFL insider, said that the Niners are looking at two players, two quarterbacks, Mac Jones and Trey Lance. Trey Lance over Justin Fields. I thought Justin Fields was like number two, you know, with that. But Trey Lance move over. Joe, what are your thoughts over this? How much truth is in this where the Niners are looking at these two players?
It's interesting you say truth, because this is the time of the year, especially with this last week coming up, where teams are putting out all kinds of information, smoke screens, to say what they actually want to do. So this could all be a smoke screen. This could all be a lie that they're down between Mac Jones and Trey Lance. They could end up taking Justin Fields. Who knows? But you know, as far as the quarterbacks go, I personally, and hey, I'm no expert, I personally don't think Mac Jones is worthy of the number three overall pick. I am not a fan. I look at, dude as a dad bod. Come on. You know, hey, I got a dad bod too. You don't see me, you know, in the top three of the NFL draft. So I just, you know, Trey Lance is a giant question mark, because he played in a lower division. He played against not great competition. He didn't play that much. He only played one game last season. So he is a giant question mark. You have no idea. Justin Fields, I absolutely love. I think he's going to be awesome. I think he has a possibility of being a great runner, but he is a very accurate pocket quarterback too. So he could do it all. If he wants to run, he could run. But if he wants to pass, he could pass. He's like, you know, that's the knock on Lamar Jackson as well. He's a running quarterback that, you know, has trouble passing with the accuracy. That's not Justin Fields. Justin Fields is very accurate. So I don't understand the knock on him. Hey, if he wants to fall to, like, you know, like past the top 15 or something, which I don't think he would, I would love to see the Steelers draft trade up and take him.
You would say that. Yes, a lot of parallels between him and Lamar Jackson. I like Justin Fields. I think he should be the number three pick. But a lot of the sources that I'm hearing, I think it's going to be Mac Jones. I'm 80% sure it's going to be Mac Jones. Trey Lance was that's probably a big smokescreen. I mean, who knows? I think they have Mac Jones in the line. Looks like this rumor, I think the Niners have been eyeing him for months already. So that's where he's going. Garoppolo, like you were saying, it might have been a lunchroom incident or something that might have picked him off.
The question is, what do you do with Garoppolo now? I think what they'll do is they'll have, if they draft Mac Jones or whoever they draft, he'll be in a apprentice role for this year. Keep Jimmy G as the starting quarterback this year. Have whoever you draft learn from him, and then get rid of Jimmy G next year.
Bridge quarterback, or maybe pushing Jimmy G to play better on the field, stay healthy, and things like that. Of course, he was supposedly the replacement for the Patriots. Also, those rumors did happen this past couple months where the Patriots were rumored to trade for Jimmy G. Hasn't happened yet. Could happen, but we'll see how that number three pick is going. Now, there is a few of the top 10 teams that I've been hearing try to trade down. Detroit Lions, Carolina Panthers, even the Broncos. The Eagles are making phone calls. They want to move up in that top 10. You know, also the Patriots might want to move up, but some people say, yeah, they'll probably move down. Can you see any of these teams making those trade up to make into that top 10, Joe?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. You have, you know, Atlanta at four. What are they going to do? Are they going to stay put? Are they going to get a quarterback? Are they going to get Kyle Pitts? What are they going to do? They could easily trade down and get a boatload of picks. Cincinnati and Miami, I think they'll stay where they are and get whoever falls to them. Detroit, I could see them trading back. But Carolina and the Patriots, I think they still want quarterbacks. So those are your trade-up candidates. Those are the teams that will try to get into that top 10 to get the quarterback they want, depending on how it all falls out.
Atlanta, yeah. I mean, I've been hearing rumors of them getting a quarterback. Do you think they might get away from that and maybe look for a Kyle Pitts or another receiver, or do you think that they could go quarterback?
They could do, you know, they could do anything. You know, Matt Ryan is not young. He's probably toward the end of his career. So, you know, get the quarterback of the future, you're fine. Kyle Pitts is this, oh, God, the things you hear about him is he's just this generational freakish talent that, you know, you get him, you're set too at tight end or wide receiver, whatever he's going to play. So Atlanta has a lot of options. They could just, you know, and you could just trade back a few spots and get a boatload of picks, and then you could get a lot of players. So they have a lot of options.
A lot of options. Atlanta definitely, you know, could go the receiver route or could go the quarterback route. Of course, the receivers are Jamar Chase, Kyle Pitts, Devontae Smith, Michael I don't know about Parsons. No, that's all defense. Sorry. Jalen Waddle. So there's a couple options they can take. Of course, they could always trade down. Hey, we got Matty Ice for a few more years. We don't need a quarterback now. We can get some more picks in the future and look towards the future of this organization. Speaking about the Falcons, they are receiving trade calls for Julio Jones. The Falcons have said they expect Julio Jones to remain in Atlanta for the 2021 season, but that may change. Peter King, great insider, writes in this week's Football Morning in America that the Falcons may put the framework of a trade together that would send Jones elsewhere effective June 2nd. The Falcons have said that they expect Julio Jones to remain in Atlanta for the 2021 season, but that may change. Peter King writes, could lay the framework, but they have to wait after June 2nd. What are the possibilities of that, Joe? Do you think that's a good idea?
It all depends on what Atlanta wants to do. If Atlanta wants to try to win now, they would get somebody like a Kyle Pitts and stick with Matty Ice and stick with Julio Jones. If they want to go for the future, they could trade him. You could get a lot for Julio Jones. He's still considered a very good wide receiver. So, you know, like I said, they could go, who knows what they're thinking. They could go a lot of ways, but if they did trade Julio Jones, they could get a pretty good return.
If this rumor is true, I think they're going to shoot for a receiver. And hey, we don't need Julio. We got Kyle Pitts or we got Chase. This guy could do more than Julio. And I mean, yes, Julio has a whole lot in him, to be honest. A lot of gas in him left. And then if they wait until June 2nd, the Falcons can create a $15 million in cap space for 2021 season and save the big dead cap hit for 2022 when the salary cap is expected to increase significantly. So there is a budget issue. You know, if they let him go, this would be smart. But I think this kind of leans towards a receiver, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. It's going to be fun Thursday night. I can't wait.
You know, it's interesting because I'm trying to think. I know there's always been trades on draft night itself, so we're going to expect that. There might be one night before that, so this could be very roller coaster type of ride in this year's NFL draft. Anyways, Joe, do you have a mock-up ready? I can call out, and then you can pick which player you think would go to these teams.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
Who do you have going to the Jaguars?
Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence. That's you know, that's 100% sure that happens.
Okay. New York Jets.
Jets, Zach Wilson. That seems to be the pick. I don't agree with it, but hey, it's the Jets. Whatever. Good luck, buddy.
San Francisco 49ers. This is a tough one, but Joe, have you made up your mind on that one?
It sure looks like Mac Jones. I don't agree with it, but hey, that's the way it looks like it's going.
You know what's funny? All these mock drafts is like some people might write this down. Like, I want this to happen, but let me write down what's going to happen.
That's a thing. It's you know, we could guess all we want, but you know, there are, you know, people that are connected with the team that kind of know how it is. It's why it's always good to get local, you know, analysis and talk and stuff, because they know the team better than, you know, the national people. So yeah, you could, you know, we could all guess, but some people have a little bit better knowledge.
Atlanta,
I'll say they're going to take Kyle Pitts. If they don't trade back, I think you can't pass up on. He's just a freak.
And that will be enough to replace Julio Jones.
Or maybe pair with Julio Jones.
Either way, win-win, I think. Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow, what's going to happen there?
This is really interesting. Do they go with the really good wide receiver or the really good tackle with Penei Sewell? I'm going to guess wide receiver, and though this is a deep draft for offensive line and tackles, so they'll get Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver from LSU. They'll worry about tackle later.
That's a good pairing right there. Familiarity wins. My Miami Dolphins, a lot of options there. Who you got going to Miami?
They are going to, in this scenario, they're going to kind of lose out because Pitts and Ja'Marr Chase are off the board. I think they're going to want a wide receiver. They're going to take the best wide receiver available at this point, and that's Jalen Waddle from Alabama.
Jalen Waddle, I've not heard that. I've heard a lot of Devontae Smith over Waddle.
Boy, Devontae Smith, yeah, he's good, but God, he's tiny.
That is
argument. Fit him in your pocket.
I've been seeing like those Instagram memes. Oh, it doesn't matter about your body height. And anyways, Detroit Lions. Jared Goff just got there. Who you got? Who else is going to Detroit?
If they don't trade back, this is a situation where they can't believe that Penei Sewell fell to them. So they probably would be really happy to take Penei Sewell at 7.
That's a very tradable spot. I mean, I can see Detroit pulling those moves.
Totally. I could see them trading back.
Carolina. I saw an interesting mock draft last week. Byron Jones had Trey Lance going to Carolina. They got Sam Darnold. What does Joe say? Who is going to Charlotte?
Well, in this scenario, they have their chance of they have their choice of Trey Lance or Justin Fields. Either one is fine. I say they'll take Fields.
Wow. You're also saying a quarterback for Carolina. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even though they got Darnold. I mean, Darnold's his rookie contract is almost up. You're going to be paying him big money soon. So, you know, Darnold is just temporary at best. And hey, if you could whoever you draft a quarterback, you could have him sit a year and play behind Darnold. See what you have in Darnold.
Hey, that argument could be right. It could be looming. We'll find out. We'll find out Thursday night. Denver Broncos. Skeptical Drew Lock. Who does Joe have going into the altitude?
Yeah, I think they're gunning for a quarterback. So in this case, they would be thrilled to take Trey Lance. I see a scenario where either Carolina, Denver, or New England trade up to get the quarterback between one of those teams at, you know, 4, 5, 6, or 7. So if they stay put, they're gonna get a quarterback regardless. But if they stay at 9, they could get Trey Lance.
Trey Lance goes to Denver. Dallas Cowboys. I've been hearing defense all week. So does Joe say the same thing?
Yeah, I'm hearing defense, and I'm hearing Patrick Surtain. That's the name I keep hearing with Dallas, cornerback from Alabama.
Okay, let's go to the 11th. New York Giants.
New York Giants, I think they're going to go defense also. Micah Parsons, the linebacker from Penn State. He's really good. So that's somebody you can't pass up.
Micah Parsons. I've been hearing that name. Let's go to the Eagles, number 12.
Eagles, I think that will also go defense if they stay where they are at. J.C. Horn, cornerback from South Carolina.
J.C. Horn, nice. And let's go L.A. Chargers.
Chargers, Rashawn Slater, the tackle from Northwestern.
Man, not a bad pick. All right, due to time, we can't go through the whole list. Let's go down towards the bottom where the Steelers are at. Wait, the Steelers are...
Steelers are 24.
24th. That's right. Pittsburgh. I had write down it's Pittsburgh.
Steelers.
Everyone says Najee Harris. Does Joe say the same?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Why?
It's Najee Harris. That is the big debate in Pittsburgh is, do you take a quarterback, running back this early? Do you take him in the first round, or do you go, or do you get him in a running back in a later round? I think all signs point toward a running back in the first round. If Najee Harris isn't there, they'll take Travis Etienne from Clemson. But they have a contingency plan for basically every other position but running back. They have nobody at running back right now. So it is pretty obvious that they're going to take a running back in the first round to shore up that weakness.
And there you have it. Najee Harris, Justin Reilly agrees. Everyone says it. Justin Reilly says it. Adam Schefter says it. I say the same thing. I don't see any other options. Their plan B is not that bad either.
Nothing. Yeah. I mean, Travis Etienne is a different kind of guy. He's a speedy guy. He's a home run threat. Najee Harris is more of a bruiser. So I think you're fine either way. But I think that's what they're going to do.
There you have it. Steelers GM says they have doubts trading up. Kevin Colbert is one of who does not believe that trading up in the NFL draft is wise. Colbert says today that he'd rather keep the quantity of picks the Steelers currently have than package some picks to move up from their first round slot, number 24. He says, I'm very doubtful that we'll trade up. We value our 8 picks. Do you agree?
Yes, I think that they will, if anything, they will trade down. Let's say that the... Najee Harris is taken before 24 or maybe Etienne or something like that. You know, the one they really want is taken up. I could see them trading back like 4 or 5 spots to stay in the first round, but get like an extra like third round pick or something like that. And, you know, get that pick. But you never know. Let's say Justin Fields falls to like, 16 or 17 or 18 or something like that. That is your quarterback for the next 10, 15 years. Yeah, you're going to trade up and get him. So it depends on the situation.
If that does happen, Joe, that means Steelers had the best draft that night.
Yes, definitely. A plus.
Maybe I'm overdoing it. Okay, and one slice of news, Rob Gronkowski sets Guinness World Record 600-foot catch. He caught a pass dropped from a helicopter hovering 600 feet in the air. How about that?
Good for him. He's may we all live a life like Rob Gronkowski. He is charmed.
And Mr. Jones says Najee Harris looks better in black and gold. I agree.
It's sure. I mean, people like when people interview him, they say, "Hey, you should be a Steeler." So, it's funny. It's almost like a marriage made in heaven.
There you have it. Joe's happy. That's a good sign for the Steelers. Poll question on Twitter: what goes best with pretzels? Options are mustard, chocolate, cream cheese, or nacho cheese. What is your answer?
Oh, it depends. You know what? I mean, chocolate is a really good option, but I would go with nacho cheese. There's nothing, pretzels and nacho cheese go together like the Steelers and Najee Harris.
Perfect combination in parallel. Nacho cheese at 28%, second place, first place. Mustard, yellow mustard came in first at 57%. Cream cheese at third at 14%, and chocolate is at 0.
Hey, chocolate covered pretzels are my favorite thing ever. That's one of my many weaknesses in food. But it depends. Are you talking hard pretzels, soft pretzels? Or are you talking, soft pretzels with cinnamon? Are you talking with, salty? There's a lot of ways you could go. Just like with the draft, there's a lot of options you could do with pretzels.
Yes, pretzels is a combination which you can add cinnamon to it. I like to add cinnamon and sugar, brown sugar, and dip it into cream cheese.
Oh yeah, now we're talking.
That's I think you could get that at any pretzel. That's a store nearby at the mall typically. Byron Joes says, give Dwayne Haskins a chance.
I am kind of high on Dwayne Haskins. I think the issues with him in Washington in the beginning of his career were related to maturity. And, you know, he has talent. If he could just get the maturity issues, if he could overcome them, he could be, you know, he could have a chance. He's going to, you know, he's going to have a chance at least to show that he can be a backup this year. And, you know, maybe he'll get some time in preseason games or something like that to show what he can do. So, yeah, I'm high on him. I have hope.
There is hope for Dwayne Haskins from Joe. Joe, what is the best way to reach you online?
On Twitter, Joey Bag of Donuts, VN7F.
And you can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or thesportscast1. On Twitter, we got more shows this week. Wednesday's the big show, NFL mock drafts. Byron Jones, Ty Turner, and Mr. Heilman from, you know, he is known as the mock draft. He's on three mock draft shows and three different shows. So catch on with Heilman. He is amazing when it comes to NFL mock drafts. Anyways, and also Thursday is the live show with Victor Rocho and the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Pretty excited. Live at Two Toscano in Pembroke Pines. Anyways, Joe, always a pleasure. Go Steelers and go NFL draft.
Finally, it's here. We've been talking about these freaking mock drafts for months now. Let's actually see something happen.
We'll see who gets it accurate. I'll see you later.
See ya.